to the get. So that's the basic machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Briefly, according to Tesis, according to Rameya Zidach Simekal, it has to be Muchach Teche. And according to Rashi, there is no requirement that it has to be Muchach Teche, according to Rameya. But according to Rameya, so there is no necessity for a Misire. So Mimele, usually there is a suffix, but suppose there is no suffix, so then even according to Rameya, it would be kosher. And the same machlekes between Rashi and Tesis that we find here, that from base on the base, we find also daf chovdalad on the base by Shnei Yisei Ben Shimon. No, I'm not going over that Rashi, but the same machlekes. So Rashi there and daf chovdalad on the base says that even according to Rameya, there is no requirement of Muchach Teche, and the reason is why by Shnei Yisei Ben Shimon it is possible, also because maybe it was written by the wrong Yisei Ben Shimon, the other Yisei Ben Shimon, and then it was given to his wife, and then she dropped it, and the wife of the other Yisei Ben Shimon picked it up. But if we know that there was no nothing of that sort happened, so then it's kosher. And according to Tesis, if the Shnei Yisei Ben Shimon, so since it's not Muchach Mitecha Get, whose wife? In other words, let's say there are two men by the name of Yisei Ben Shimon, and there are two women by the name of Rochel Bas Yosef. So Mimele, now that Rochel Bas Yosef number two produces the get, we know. But from the get itself, if there wouldn't be any extraneous ichoche that a certain Rochel Bas Yosef produces, we wouldn't know. So we have to resort, we have to have recourse to extraneous evidence. Some Mimele, it's possible according to Tesis. And according to Rashi, if there is proof that it didn't fall and wasn't picked up by the other one, so then it is kosher. Now, briefly, according to Rashi, there is no requirement of Muchach Mitecha Alibit Rameya. According to Tesis, there is a requirement of Muchach. The Ramban in Daf Chovov, he discusses that Machlekes Rashenim, and he is disposed towards the Shita of Rashi, that there is no requirement of Muchach Mitecha Alibit Rameya. However, most Rashenim agree with Tesis that there is a requirement of Muchach Mitecha Alibit Rameya. Okay, so here the Gemara says, Man Chachomim Omar Rebelozor, the Omar in Misire Karsi. Now let's see the Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Rebelozor, because many things we can deduce from this Rashi. Many Shailas. Rebelozor, what do you mean? There is the Rashi. Man Chachomim Kalim, Man Inu My Time in Mechshare. So there is nothing important in the Rashi day and without. Rav Lezer, the Omar Chsimes Haget Einu Menater, Vilisage Lemitzve Beloy Eide Misira. The Inu Hudav the Krisis, the Alkol Chor Beinon Eide, the Alfinon Ervo Dovo Dovo Mimomei, the Hilkach Loy Chayshinon Leidilna Mizayif. So Rashi says, it's complicated, it's not so simple. It's a little obscure, the Rashi. He says, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that shtar doesn't require chsimis. So what does shtar require in order to become a shtar? Eidimisir. So he says, Dino would have the Christus. The alcohol bin Eidim. And sins. There is no Eidei, since according to Rabbi Lezer, so a get to be a get, and that's not only Alochin get, that's a Din Nol Shtores, that Eidei Misire Karsi, so that the Misire make the Shtar into Shtar, whether it's a get or Shtar Matone, is the Misire. So without the Misire, the get is no get. So you cannot even visualize a get without the emissir. You cannot even visualize a get in emissir. The alcohol kol binon edin. The alfinon elva dovor mimome. And there is no doubt, he says, that Anisha, if she wants to get married, and if she produces a get, and so a little bit of Meir, who says Eidechsime Karse, some Meile, she can produce a get of Eidechsime, and then Bezden will see the get, so they'll give her a heter to get married. She doesn't have to produce the Eidechsime in Bezden. What happens if the Eidechsime go in the Yam or they die? So she still can get married because if there are Eidechsime. But according to Rameya, you couldn't visualize a get without Eidechsime. You couldn't visualize. But according to Rabbi Elazar, you could visualize a get without Eidechsime. And if he doesn't have Eidechsime, so how does the get become a get? Through the Eidechsime. So if he doesn't have Eidechsime, and if a niche will produce before Bezden, he get without Eidechsime. Will Bezden, is it considerable Bezden will give her a heta to get married? Chas v'sholem. So then she'll have to produce the Eidechsime in Bezden. And the Isha certainly will not be nemon to say, oh, the more Eidechsime. Because dover dover m'momei. So the halacha is, there is, by Ervor, there is no din of Idechot Nembiso. So the Isha will certainly have no nemonis to say. She'll produce a get, no Eidechsime. How about in Misire? She'll say, oh, there are the Misire. Where are the Misire? They went to Australia. So then the Bezden will not be give the Isha a heta. Will not give the Isha a heta to get married. So why? Because in Dovah Shadal, Fars Nishnai, the alcohol choch being made in the alfin and avod dover dover mummy. So the only case where the isha will possibly get a heta to get married will be if the misir will come to Bezden, and if the misir come to Bezden, and the aloch is that the misir have to read the get before it's nimsa. So Bezden will ask the misir, did you read it? He'll say yes. Did it look the same, or it was a little different? So they'll say it was the same get, not one word more, not one word less. So then we have nothing to worry about. So that's why it's kosher. So
v'yukach. I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar.
V'yukach lichashino l'dilma mizayfe. So what do we care that it was written on difter and ksav mochuk? So then there is a possibility that something was there, it was of the Isha raised it, and raised it, and we don't know the difference. All right, the Bezden will know the difference, because the Eidim certainly will know the difference. So, the Amoron Tzrichol Mikre, we have Beit Noe Inu Yade, Uman de Omar Eidim Isire Iker, Haboli Ninosei, Tzrichol of Eidim Shenim Salifneim. So in other words, so Tesis points out, Rashi doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Elazar that the Misire Karse, so no Bezden will not give a heter to a woman who produces a get with Eidechsime, that who signed on Ksav Shein Yochel is the IF to get married, unless it produces a Misire, because the Mishnah says Nashaleach, Eino Eidim Chesno Agetol Mitikon Eilom. And that's according to everybody. Certainly, it's according to Rabbi Elazar, not according to Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, we couldn't say that the chsimas ha'edim by get is it a kone of tikkun eilom. It's no get midraise. So that Mishnah obviously goes according to Rabbi Elazar. So midraise doesn't require the chsime. But midrabon, every get requires the chsime and tikkun eilom. Because otherwise, the woman might chas v'sholem remain in Agune or alive. Suppose they didn't decide to go in the Siam, or suppose Chas v'Sholem they die, so then she's out of luck and she'll never be able to get married. So that means, but if even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says Eidim Misire Karse, but if they are Eidechsime, so then the Bezden will give her a heter to to get married, even if the Mesira don't come to Beis Din, because the Stesva says that Mishtonu v'Hachshanase. So if a Mesira is required, so then we say there was a Mesira. So that is only if the Arid Mechsime, who signed on Ksav Sheini Yochel, is dying. But in the case where there are no Edechsime, or even the Edechsime, but it is parchment that was not processed with chemicals, so it's Yochel is Daev, so Mimele, then Besden will not give her a heter unless she produces Edechsime, so maybe that, so there is nothing to worry about. This is what Umando Amarid Mesira, Ike Abolinos, it's a whole other issue, so it's not. Aber Reb Meir Domer, Reb Nisire, Ikel Meicha Shli Ziyufe, Dimandi Somecha Yidach Sime, Isha Abol Nos Biget, Im Mevil Lefaneinu Yid Machsumim Bey, Im Yesh Makshirim Bechsum Osom, Vim Yesh Tnoye Vizi Yavtei, Is Leke Di Yoda. All right, this is Rashi's chat. Now let's see. So in other words, so according to Rashi, even a little bit of Reb Meir, it's not possible, B'teres Vadai. It's only possible, but philosophic. Maybe there was a Tnai and she erased it, and Besden doesn't know the difference. But suppose there is proof submitted that there was no Tnai, so then even a liberal mayor is kosher. Taste is chelik. Now let's see the taste. That's at the end of Chav Beis Amdav. Man chachom in Rav Lezer. Pirish bikuntres domar idun yisire yikea. Ve'abor inos yitzrich lo ve'idun yisire. Ve'idavke הוכה על דומה שיוכל להזדייף אם הראה שנצריך למסירה בשור שבוס לנושא אבל בגית מקסום מדומה שיוכל להזדייף יחיל לנושא על דרכסימה ואפילו לרב אלעזר כי איתם פרק בעשרה ומייס לבריש מחיל תשנחיס מלאג יתם מבקנה אילום אבל מה שפירק בקונטרס דורב מי אלישה בו לנושא בגית הקוס בל דומה שיוכל להזדייף אם צריך להביא מסירה ואידי מחסומים בי אין מביא לפנינו אם יש נעקיר המחסום אוסון אם יש מכיר סמוסם, ועבד נאי וזה יאבטי לקה דיודה, משמע די וסבי כמון עבי כושר. It's only because of החשושה, but if proof is submitted, which indicates beyond the shadow of a doubt that there was no zeof, so it's kosher, ואפשר למכה, דרמי אבינו שמוכח מתייך, כדי משמע בריש כל הגט, ובידובה שיוכל להזדייף, ומוכח מתייך כלום. So this is one of the basic מחלקס between Russian and Tasteless, in Gita. And at the Raisa level, whether according to Reb Meir, it has to be Muchach Meteichei or not. According to Rashi, there is no such halacha, and according to Tesis, there is such halacha. Okay, now. Ve'yomar Reb Lezer. Ve'yomar Reb Lezer. Ve'yichshu Reb Lezer le'al ker, avon mikam v'dasor ha'yomim is lo'i chashinon dilaho v'dei תנוי וזה יפתי ורבי יחן נאמר אפילו מכאן ולעשור יומים ומי זה דאב בתנוי מתקת קירה so there is a מחלקס between רבי לזר דאמירה and רבי יחן as to whether I live at רבי לזר דתנה that he is here so ממילא כסף שיוכל is דייף is kosher so רבי לזר says that it's only kosher לאלתר what does it mean לאלתר let's see the Rashi אלא אל תשיבו עשה לי בזדן ביים שנמסה לו לידיע שיקרושו ויתרו לי נושא תחיבן דיועיד נהווה ובייד מסירה לא יחי שינון לזה יופה so in other words one is לא אל תקושר if she brought the get before בזדן and אידי מסירה and of course according to Reb Lezer So if it is written on Ksav Shiyochel is Daik, so Besden will not be mad to her to get married unless she produces the Mesira in Besden. But if she produces the Mesira in Besden, the same day, in other words, suppose the Geirash took place on Aleph Nisan, let's say, Tov Shin Memtes. And then, the same day, the get was Nimsa, and Aleph B'Nissan Tovshin Memtes, let's say in the morning, and the same day in the afternoon, she comes to Besden, and she produces the get, and she also produces She brings with her the Eidim Misire, and they testify. So then Besdin will give her Iptur. Besdin will give her Iptur. Now, today, so the meaning is, of course, today a get cannot be given if there is no Besdin. I mean, imagine if a get could be given today without a Besdin, with a Besdin, so we have so many problems. So if it could be given without a Besdin, so it would be so most gitten would involve an Indian of ishishish, I mean, chas v'shalom. But whether al-pidin, let's say, bizman shashonim ketikuno, whether it's get requires Besdin or not, so according to most rishonim, get does not require Besdin. Get requires not Besdin. But there is a Targum Yenis in Nizia. This Chumash does not have Yenis in Nizia, does it? Of course not, that was on Winkles. Is there, it's not important. No, it's okay. It's okay. What? Because there is Roy. Okay? Oh, there is. Thank you.
According to your eyes, you can give the get anywhere.
Anywhere. Don't need Besdin.
I'm a street.
That's something else, street. I mean, let's say even a conscientious Mizili, it doesn't mean that the get has to be given in Besdin headquarters, in a specific building. It requires Besdin, but the Besdin can be on the street too. Why can't the Besdin be on the street? Dvorim Chav Daled Posik Aleph Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uvolo V'hoyo Nisim Tzachin Beinov Ki Motzo V'ayav Azdovo V'chosav Lo Seif HaKrisus V'nosam B'yodo V'shilcho Mi Beise. So Yunus in Ezeel says Arum Yisav Gvar Iso V'yeila Lo V'hei In Lo Ashkach Aslacham In Beinei Arum Ashkabo, Averas Pisgam, the Yicht of Losefa Teruchim, Kodom Beiduno. So he gets, according to Yunus and Ezeel, has to be given Bifnei Besdin. That's a big chiddush. We don't find that in the Gemara, don't find that in the Rambam, we don't find it in the Torah. What? Kodom Beiduno. But from the Rashi in Sanhedrin, the first mission in Sanhedrin, it's mashma, according to many poskim. There are some explain the Rashi in a way that it wouldn't be mashma, but pashtus of the Rashi, because Rashi says to, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is there a small Gemara in Sanhedrin? You don't have to go, please. Yeah. Oh yes, there is. Oh, it's a big Gemara. Okay. Yes, before Messiah money. So, a big Gemara. Oh, it's Reb Moshe's Gemara, as a matter of fact. Din Mamon is Bishloisha. Zeus Havela is Bishloisha. Nezek Vachatinele Kashmikir Tashmar Hamisha Bishloisha. Hoenis Vam Fate Vamiti Shemra Bishloisha. Diver Reb Meir. Vachom Meimarin. Mitzishem rab eschem b'shleishom, mitzishem rab eschem b'shleishom, makes b'shleishom, mishem rishmoy lo amur b'eschem b'shleishom, iba achidish b'shleishom, iba rashono b'shleishom, diver ad meya, rabshim im gamli alay meya, b'shleishom aschilim, uvachamisho, neisim, vineisnim, vigeimrim b'shivo, vim gomru b'gimu, Mubers, Smichas, Skinny Varifas, Agola Bishlesha, Dira Pshime, Rabbi Mahamisha, Hachlitza Bamioni, Mio, Iktana, that is Yisemo. So if she gets married, so then she can, even does, either she is a big tana, let's say 10 years old, and she has already Ksazdas, and she agrees to marry someone, so the Gdushin is only Chalm Rabbanon. Or if she, if Midas, Midasimo, she gets married, so then she can have it annulled. That's the only case of annulment in Aloch. She can have it annulled. So what does annulment mean? She has to say, I don't like it. So Bifnishleish. So Achlitza Vamiunim Bishleish. So Rashi says, Miunim Yiseimo Ktano. Sheishio imo vachio lidaito yeitzo beliget bimiun kol zman shalit godlo tachtov uvishleisha binon tichol di tikn rabonon kin de reise tik kin de reise tik. So the pashtes, so in the Buddha says, in the pashtes, Lashon of Rashi is, what mean kin de reise? In other words, because miun is like get, except that get is eikabi, terminates the marital relationship with Kanohabe, and Mion is like an annulment to Mafreya. But it is similar to get it. It dissolves the marriage. It dissolves the marriage. So called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kindraisiti. So Tzaraye, the Yehuda says, the Trashe Paskins like Targum Yenis and Yizir, that he get Midraise, if he has to be handled by Bez. So Mele Mion, which is Midrabbanon, also has to be handled by best. Anyways, no, but it's not so pashit. It's not so pashit. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that the Rashi Shita is not like Yenis Menezir, like Menezir. But Miun, Rashi Shita is, Rashi Shita is that since Miun is effective, even Bal Kochi of the Baal, there's the aloch, whether the Baal likes it or not, she can say bifnishleisho, eini reitze bifleini, I don't like it. So then it annuls it, even Baal Kocho. So mele it has to be kein dereise tikkun, like he get Baal Kocho. So, of course, al pi aloche, before Cherem Rabbi Migarshin, so a Baal could be migarish sishti Baal Kocho. Could migarish a sishti Baal Kocho. But Rashi Shita is that even before Cherem Rabbi Nigarshin, to be migarish and isha Baal Kocho, that required best. That required best. And Chaim Volozhiner explains in Rami Rutenberg, Rabbi Nigarshin was misaken that one cannot be migarish Baal Kocho. Suppose he was migarish Baal Kocho. So there is a machlekes rishim. Some rishim say that the get is effective. All right, he's a mucha. He is an avaria. But the get is effective. The get is effective. In other words, she's not an ishishish anymore. The Maram Rutenberg, however, says no. That if somebody was migarish, es ishti bal kocho, so mele the get is bottle gum. So the machine is, it doesn't mix. Superficially, it doesn't even make sense. Rabbi Gershon can be misaki that a get should not be hal, if minato, a bal can migash bal kocho. The answer is, veila mishpot, so Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner explained, veila mishpotim asher tosim lifneyem. Lifneyem, v'lyo lifneyed yetis. So that's a halacha that who has kiach kviye? Kviye? See, there are certain situations where Bezdin forces the husband to give a get. If he doesn't want, so they hit him, they put him in prison, they force him.
The Gemara says,
yeah, certain situations where there is kviye. Let's say if the husband is a mukishrin. What does Mukishrin mean? Mukishrin means a contagious disease. If the husband has AIDS or any contagious disease that is not curable, so then the law is that Bezdin forces him to give a get to his wife. So kviya is mosul to smuchi, not a jaitis. Veila mishpota shposnof name, that's a gemara at the end of Gittin. Daf piches, I think. Lifneyem lifnei jaitis. Lifneyem lifnei jaitis. So the question is, how can Bezdin Bizma Azeh, we have no smuchin force a Baal to give a get, the answer is Shlochos Hayekav Dinan. So the Primal Loshna says, that's the Pshat in Maram Rutenberg, who says that Eftach and Rabbi Nigarshin, if a husband divorced his wife, Baal Kolcho, so a get is not hard. How is it getting that halvat? Rabbi Gershon can be a Iker Dovom Natera. Only reform rabbis and conservative rabbis have that keach.
Yeah.
Iker Dovom Natera. But not Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gershon does not have that keach. So, Mimele, the question is.
He wasn't in the right political party.
So, the question is, so why is the get not hal? So, Chaim Olashina says, because Baal Kocho, even before her Rabbi Nigarshin. So it could only be handled by Bezdin, because you have to resort to Kviya, is Baal Kocho. So Mimele by Bezdin. So and Bezdin is only Smuchim. But how do a Yetis act? Because Shluchos Hayekav Dinan. Shluchos Hayekav Dinan is only Shayach if the act be Heter. But if the act be Yisrael, so there's no Shluchos Hayekav Dinan. Since there is a Chen Rabbi Nigarshin, how can we say that the dead Bezdin, who is Eivar and Chirman Gershon, who are Muchomim, so that they are, to them is delegated the authority to exercise Kriya by the Chachomim or Rishen in the Smuchim? That's inconceivable. So that's why the get is no get. Samimele, Chaim Olozhna says, not like the Nebi Huda. Nebi Huda says that Rashi paskens like the Targum of Israel, which is a big chiddush. Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned by any Rishenim. Only the Zorua mentions. The Zorua says that the get cannot be written by Laila, because Maise Bezdin cannot be done by Laila. So the Zorua implies that get requires. That's the only Rish. The Zorua, that's all. Only in the Mizia. So he says no. Rashi explains that meal. Because miun is baal kolche of the baal, some mele, so it requires bezdin. Why? Because just as he get baal kolche of the isha, requires bezdin. But anyway, but tavgenis and zeal shite is that it requires bezdin, and the zorua also says it requires bezdin. Now all the poskim mention that our gemara says no, it doesn't require bezdin. Because the Gemara at the end of the Basra, that's around Dafkuf Samar Zayin, I think, Otu kol di migareish, bebidine migareish. So beat me up. So it's a Gemara Mefaresh. That it doesn't require person. It doesn't require person. So does that mean that Yenis Mezeel is contrary to the Gemara? That's inconceivable.
It could be. It's possible.
No. Please. That's inconceivable. So I heard from Rabbi Chaim Hellerstein one time many years ago. So he says Rabbi Nigarshin's girsi is in that Gemara Dafkuf Samazayin, I think, in Vobasre, Otu called the Mikarish Bidina Rabbi Komigarish. Not the way it's now girsi. Otu called the Mikarish Bidina Migarish. But Otu called the Mikarish Bidina Rabbi Komigarish, in Big Bezdin. It's possible that a person should divorce his wife in the presence of a small bezin, I don't mean head yet. Samuch, I mean, it's not a question of samuch, of course. But it means, rabbi means about daily, I mean. Not every bezin who is misadre get daily. So it doesn't require a godel, but it requires a bezin. If I say that, some mele, Tarminis Mizil is not contrary to that Gemara. Anyway, I mentioned I got off on a tangent. Why did I get off on a tangent just like that? No, it's relevant to the Rashi. Rashi says, Elo Lauter, שיביוסי לבזן ביים שנים סלו, להידיע שיגרושו, ויתירו לנוסי, תחידן דויד נהווה, ולידן סירה לחשים לזיופה. So, from this Rashi is a riot to Rav Chaim Voloshin's Pshat in Rashi and Sanhedrin, neged the Nidin Hudis Pshat. Because according to Nidin Hudis, Rashi Shita in Sanhedrin is, like in his Mizia Ligamre, that he get requires Bezdin, a get requires Bezdin, some Mele, but in this Rashi, it's Nivoya no, she iviosi li Bezdin b'yem shenim salam. So why does Rashi say b'yem shenim salam? There is a Bezdin at the time of the Messiah. So it's a raya miforashas, from Rashi that, not like the Nibihudis Pshat. And according to Rav Chaim Voloshin's Pshat, some Mele we can say, I didn't see that anybody should say it, but we can say that even Yenis and Menezia, when he says, יקח איש אישו ובולו והויו עם סימצו חיים בעינוף כי מוצו בו אהב אז דובו וחוסף לסיף הקריס ונוסם ביודו שלוחם בייסי when Yenis Nizil says יכתב לו סיף את הרוחים קודם בדינה because from the posikil סימצו חיים בעינוף we learn out that an אישו is מגרש את בעל כורחו that's what it means סימצו חיים בעינוף whether she likes it or not he doesn't want her so he can divorce her. So in such a case, it has to be kodem bedine. But if he's migarish and isha midaita, then even Yenis Menezia wouldn't say that it has to be that it has to be the best. The only one who says is the Yozua, because he says that Balaila he get his posel and lechatchilo yamachnia. We don't. No one will be moki yigunechas yisholem. Asa her if the get was nizda balaylo, but lechatchile we azoya the ramo paskins lechatchile like that. But as far as Yenis Menezia is concerned, we could say no, that Yenis Menezia also has reference to Baal Kocho, because in the sense of him beinov is implicit that he can be gal Baal Kocho. So in such a case, it has to be with me bezin because there has to be clear. So bezin has a kiyach to be cave. All right. Anyway. But from this Rashi we see, not like the Yehuda's Pshat in Rashi in Sanhedrin. Alright. So but Rashi says, so that from this Rashi it's Mivuya, that a get can be Nimsa Bifnei Eidim without best. But she can, let's say suppose the get is Nimsa and Aleph B'Nissan Tovshin Memtes in the morning, so an hour later she can come to Besdin. And with Deide Misire, and then she will, then with Deide Misire, and then she will, and they'll testify that the get, even though it was written on Diftere, but it's the same, there was no change, no ziof. It's the same, not one letter more, not one letter less. So then Gibezdin will give her a ptur. You know, this is a ptur. No, today the practice is, this is the practice that prevailed in Jewry for the hundreds of years, you know. Bizman Agmore, so when a husband gave a get to his wife, so he gave it to get to his wife and the Isha, and the Isha kept the get, like any other shta. And suppose she lost it, so then there was trouble. But today, the practice is not only today, even 400 years ago it was like that. It's for many centuries that when the Baal gives the get before Bezdin, before Eidim, so then after the get is ended over, the Bezdin, the Rav picks up the get from the Isha and he makes a big rent in the get, so that will be simen that the get is already nimsa. That's the simen, you see. And then Bezdin gives the Isha a certificate that the get was nimsa to her. So if the Isha wants, if a divorced woman wants to get married, so she has to present the certificate. As a matter of fact, the proper thing is that every get that is handled by Rav, even if he is a good lador, and so should have a bezdin, not just one dayan, but three dayan. But unfortunately, in many cities there was a neglect here in Chicago, so now they are matpit in Chicago. I mean that whenever a get is administered, so then there is a bezdin. But I remember when I came to Chicago, close to 23 years, it's soon to be 23 years, in Bismarck Chateau, I remember 19, the first weeks 16, I was here.
19, but, 16,
listen, Mr. Minkus, you figure out the mathematical calculations. I don't have to help you out here. So I remember, after a few weeks, I see some of my living room, my Shia. So just before I had to start the Shia, so he came over to me and said, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I have to leave. Why do you have to leave? I received the call. What kind of a call did you receive? I received the call from the rabbis here that I wanted at the get. I says, what's your business with the get? What is it here? You're already Misada Gittin? So he said, no, I'm not Misada Gittin, but I'm wanted as an aid for a get. Then I found out that they don't have a regular bezdin on Misada Gittin. The Rav with Misada Gittin is from Trochem, of course, but he just has aiding. So then, and they don't even have aiding, so on the same day of the get, they call up with Misada Gittin. After all, that's the place of Nitor. So they get volunteers. I started immediately. That was the first thing that brought me into a conflict with the authorities here in Chicago. I started immediately. I told them, what kind of business do you have to be an Eden get? Do you want to assume responsibility for all the getting that take place in Chicago? Just because the executive director, the secretary of the Chicago Rabbinical Council is asking you? So that was the first bomb, you know, that made me into an enemy, you know. So I stopped it. But now, Baruch Hashem, I mean, I say now, it's already a number of years, and since Reb Gedalia Schwartz has become the Reish Bezdin, so it's Leila Leila, but even before that, it was much better than it was 23 years ago. I mean, certain times I see many boys, they don't come to the Shia, and not boys, you know, who don't learn. That's the best boys in the Yeshiva. So then I found out, there is, especially Sunday, so in the first few weeks, so I hardly had a quorum, you know, at my shul. Why? Well, all the good boys are at Gittin. That was practical rabbinic, so that was the first fight I had in Chicago because of that. But then, later on, so they had Eidim and not some club yeshiva and call Eidim. What is it? Yeshishishi is such a simple thing. And suppose Chas v'Sholem, there is one student who is not exactly kosher ladies according to Oshis Rishayim. I mean, we have to be realistic. I mean, what is it? Psefka. Anyway, so from this Rashi it's mashma. אלל אלטא שיבוסל בזדן ביים שנמסל להלטיע שיקושו ויתירו על לנוסי תחידן דויד נהבל ונסירה ויחיישינון לזיוף. So from this Rashi it's מוכח that not like Nebid Hude, that Rashi Shite is not that every get has to be handled by Bezdin, because if Rashi Shite had been that every get has to be handled by Bezdin, so Rashi wouldn't say Biyim Shanim Salah she can come to Bezdin. Why does she have to come to Bezdin? The get itself is Bezdin Bezdin. So they'll give her up too and so on. Now, but Rashi says no, because she could be divorced by Eidin without a Bezdin, but she is in a position to go the same day to Bezdin with the Eidin. After all, before they have an opportunity to go to Nisayam, you know, the same day, you know, and then they'll testify, and then Bezdin will give her a Ptur. Now, so why does Rashi say, Techidin Doidna Ave Yisir? So he says, El Alter, She, Eid Voseli Bezdin, Beyim Shanim Sol Oidir, She, Kushav Yatir, O Nosi, Techidin Doidna Ave, Ve Yisir, Ve Yichashin Ol Ziyuf. But, Avol, so he says, only Lealta. Avol mikamba da soro yomi im loy. Chayshinon dil mehalve bei, dil mehave bei tnoye viziyafti. Have bei tnoye viziyafti. So says, but only the same day. But the next day not. So then we are afraid, maybe there was itnai, but the Mesira testified. So they say, we read the get before the Mesira, and it was the same. Well, in Meshach of days, they might forget. So in other words, so in other words, we don't have to be cheshish, maybe they forgot. Now, how do we pass on like Rab Lezer or like Rabbi Yechanan? So all the Rishenim, most Rishenim at least, Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that according to Rabbi Lezer, Aksav Sheyochel is Zayed, is kosher, even Mikam Vala Soroyom. Except that Rav Amiri mentions the Rishenim who Paskin like Rabbi Lezer, that only Lalta is kosher, but Mikam Vala Soroyom is not kosher. Not kosher. But that's Ishites Yochit, it appears, because from the Rambam it's mashma that way, and from the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that way, paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. But there is one thing that is a little strange. True, he paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, but Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan omar afil mikam vadasor yom. Why does he say afil mikam vadasor yom? Afil achazma. Why mikam vadasor yom? Many times we have ignore that's only lalter of lachazmanat. Lachazman? Not. And one says, I feel lachazman. Here, the machlekes is not what the lachazman. Mikambala soroyomi. So doesn't that tend to imply? Suppose the Ishe will come with the Mesira to Bezdin 20 days later, or 20 months later. Then not, then even Rabbi Yechan will be made. Even Rabbi Yechan will be made that we have to be cheshish. In 10 days, Rabbi Yechan says, a person doesn't forget. But within 10 weeks and 10 months, so he certainly does forget. What he'll say, even within 10 years, he doesn't forget. Every person has such a wonderful memory. I mean, he never forgets. I mean, that's the pashtus. However, from the Pashtus Loshna Rambam and the way the Magid Mishneh explains the Rambam, it's not spelled out explicitly. It's mashma lav davki mikam vadasoroyom. Lav davki. And Pashtus of the Loshna Rashbo, it's also mashma lav davka soroyom, even more than soroyom. But the Pashtus al Loshna is mikam vadasoroyom, but suppose it's more than soroyom. If the Ishe will come with the get and the Nisira to Bezdin 11 days later, 20 days later, maybe 20 weeks later, then even Rabbi Yechanan testimony of Ibn Nisir is the same, not one letter more, one less. How can they know? How can they know? But that's how it appears from the Pasuk Haloshen. But from the Rishonim, the Pasuk Haloshen is not that way. I'm not saying behechlet, because they don't spell it out, but the Pasuk Haloshen is not. So that's one machlekes between Rabbi Elazar the Amir and Rabbi Yochanan. Then there is another machlekes. Now, obviously, since it's the same Rabbi Elazar who said that even by get, it's only muter alibi the Rabbi Elazar, the Tani, the altar, but Mr. Kanasar Yom not. And then the same Rabbi Elazar says, another chumre, lo yichshe Rabbi Elazar al begitin, av bishor shtores lei, so it follows that bishor shtores even the altar is possible. Why? Even the altar is possible. Because unisatim bichlicheret man yom rab. All right, now, let's see the Rashi again. Bizyaftei uchvoshachuaid elo begitin dinasu yimel latiro v'yechilolo v'yolu bezdin li'alter v'yateruo v'yishuv v'yitzricholiget v'chivim she'utro b'bezdin yeyzichrein v'kolidovo. Now, the question is, why does Rashi have to say that begitin it's all right la'alter? Why is it all right la'alter? Because since she is able, she has the potential to come a few hours, 1 hour after the Mesiras Haget, come to Bezdin with the Eidim, and they'll testify. So if they testify to Bezdin, so the simplest thing for Bezdin is, if they have any responsibility and any efficiency, so to write out this Iptur, a certificate that she was divorced today, and even though the get is a difterek safshach mochik, but the misira testified that it's the same get and no forgery, no zilf took place. So why does Rashi have to resort the chivin v'shuvin itzrichol get the chivin shehutro b'bezdin yizichem v'kolidavo? He has to rely on zichem v'kolidavo. They'll give her p'tur. What does Bezdin do today? Every time a woman is divorced, Bezdin picks it up from the isha and makes a big rent in the get and puts it in its files. And Bezdin puts it in its files, and then they sign, the Bezdin signs a certificate. And the proper thing is that there should be a Bezdin of three dayonim who sign the certificate. Because if there is only one Dayan, I don't care who he is, he might be the God Lador. What kind of mnemonis does he have? There are two kinds of Birurim al Pi Halacha, Eidim and Maisi Bezdin. Maisi Bezdin means if it is signed by three Dayanim, not if it is signed by a Reish Bezdin, then it's not a Maisi Bezdin. So the proper thing is that there should be a Bezdin of three Rabbonim who know a little bit of Hilchas Gerush, know right, it, and only the Reish Bezdin has to be a real book in Hilchas Gerush, but the other two should know a little bit, not just to be Mitzaref, call a student, who never learned even Misachas Gittin in his life, to call him to be an Eidah. They are not Mitzaref as a Dayan. And then, if only the Dayan, one rabbi signs it, what kind of a bureau is it? It's not a bureau of Eidim. Eidim has to be two. Then another shaila, even if it is two, but if it is signed by three, so then it's another bureau of Maisi Bezdin is a separate bureau. It has to be signed by three. So why does Rashi have to resort? The chiv v'shuvin itzricho liget, the chiv m'shehutro b'bezdin, if the Isha is efficient and she came the same day to Bezdin with the get, with the Misire, And then Bezdin will give out too. So why does he have to resolve? Why does he have to resolve? Yezich Mikoldova, the answer is true, Bezdin will give her Ptur. What if she loses the Ptur? What if she loses the Ptur? What if she loses the Ptur? So, you can ask the same question, what about us? So the Yishe is not allowed to keep the get. And the moment the get is handed over from the Baal to the Yishe, so Bezdin picks it up and makes a big rent and puts the torn get in its files, and then they sign a certificate to Ptur that she is megareshes. What if the Ishe loses the Ptur? It happens many times that a divorced woman loses the Ptur. So then if the Bezdin is responsible and efficient, so I had it several times that problem. So I asked the woman, who was the rabbi who was misader? So if the woman says, well, the RCA Bezdin was misader the get, so I call up the secretary of the RCA Bezdin and I ask him, I mention a name, so he looks up in the file and he sees the rent get. So that is all right today if the get is written al ksav. Shein yochel is daif, so mele the fact that they have in the files, they have a rent get, so that is conclusive proof that she received a good get. But here we are dealing with the get that was written on Ksav Sheyochel is daif. So mele, even if the Bezdin were to make a rent in that get, what kind of proof would it be? Maybe there was a tnai and she erased it, and then no one knows. So that's why Rashi has to. So true, if everything is, if the Isha keeps the Ptur, so then we don't need anything else. But many times it happens that the Isha loses the Ptur. So then it should not be, so then it couldn't be determined. So Rashi says, even if she loses the Ptur, but the fact that Bezdin gave her a Ptur produces such a call that everybody will talk about it. This the Pshat Rashi. This why Rashi says the Chidin Shehu Tobi Bezdin Yezichin Vikolidor Aval Bishtores Dikaimel Gvayne Vidilmel Mofik Leyatzman Oruch Vishkichoid Nisires Adavo Visamchin Raidich Sime Vihu Mizayif Ksav Eliel Vichese Moedin Eime Bin Keime Eime Bin Keime. But Bishosh Torres, Rabbi Lezer Adamir says, even Rabbi Lezer wouldn't be matter. And even Lauta, because it couldn't mean the next day, because the next day, so even by get, Rabbi Lezer says, is no good. So that means that Bishosh Torres, even Lealta, it wouldn't be good. Dichsiv in Echtam, in Satin, Duchlicheres, Lamanam, Diyom Rabbi. Yom Rabim Alme Bin on Dover Oro Lamed Liskaim, Vahaikro Biyom Ye Bishtor Mech, Virabi Echane, Omar Afil Bishtors. But there is a posse on Satan Bechonicheres, Liman Yamdun Yom Rabim, also Mitzhe Tirek Mash. It's not Li Kuve. Mashink in a corner to a blazer, Liman Satan Bechonicheres, Liman Yamdun Yom Rabim is not just a Mitzhe Tirek. It's not an advice to be prudent. A practical advice. No, it is likuve. The shtar is possible if it is not capable of yamdu yamurab. So what's the pshatik on the Rashi? What's the pshatik on the Rashi? Now the Rashi is very difficult. The Rashi is very difficult because the same Reb Lozer who said at first that even by get it's only kosher, baby yay. But in Kambad Asor Yomim, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. So the same, Reb Lezer says that even baby yay, it's only kosher by get. But Bishtor Shtores, why by get? Yes, because by get. So the whole purpose is to be muta. So then she has no reason to present the get before Bezdin the next day. She can present it the same day. She can present it the same day. But the Shor Shtores, she can't produce the get, the Shtar Halvoye, let's say, the same day. Suppose the day of Gviya is half a year later, so she'll produce it the same day, so she can't produce the same day. So then she'll have to produce it later. And later, some mele, they could have forgotten. They could have forgotten. But the question is, since Reb Lezer himself says that even by get it's only kosher if it is presented the same day. But if it is presented the next day, it's not kosher. So why does Reb Lezer have to resort to the Tzeres HaKosuv of Unsatim Lucheres Lemayam Diyom Rabbi without Tzeres HaKosuv? Monefshach. If she presents Ishtar Alvoye the same day, let's say she presents it the same day, so then there is no Shoshe. Maybe they the Messiah forgot. Same day they didn't forget. And if she presents it the next day, so even by get, it's possible, because maybe they forgot according to Rabbi. So if Rabbi Yechanan had said Lo Yichshe Rabbi Lezer El Bigitun Shor Shtores Lei, then we could understand. But Rabbi Yechanan is chaylik on that, and who is saying Avu Shor Shtores Lei? Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Lezer says that even by get the next day it's possible. So one is at kosher by get the same day. So it's not a difference between get and Shor Shtores. It's a different whether the same day or the next day. Why does he mention Tzeres HaKosuv of L'Mayam D'Yom Rabbi? And the strange thing is that all the Rishonim, Masik and Rashi's Pshat, they don't mention this Kash. Very strange. But I think, I think that, well, before we go over the thesis, we have to explain the Rashi. Otherwise, then it will be a little difficult. So, because Rabbi Yechanan says, "Afil mikan vada sora yomim, di mised have bitnai mitkatkir." And let's say, if we say kipshute, that Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Lezer, so, but that's sure, I mean, that if we say kipshute, that even Rabbi Yechanan is machshir mikam v'asor yomim, but more than 10 days, then even Rabbi Yechanan is not machshir. But Rabbi Lezer passels even the next day. Only the same day is kosher. But what does Rabbi Yechanan say? He missed the have a bit noye mitkat kshay. That is machlekes and mitzies. And Rabbi Lezer holds that it's very likely that the Eidim Messiah will forget even the next day. Only the same day they'll retain the facts properly, but the next day not. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Imisel abit noye mitkatkir." So there's the mitzias, but the achilik in the memory potential of Eidim Messiah, it's not mistaba. So, it seems it's more mistaba to say, and I think this is Rashi Shittin, that on a deraisa level, so Rabbi Lezer is made it to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lezer is made it to Rabbi Yechanan. That we don't have to be chayshish, maybe they forgot the next day. Because most people don't have such a dull memory that the next day they should forget. That's highly unusual. So we should go basarov. We rely on rov in kolatere kule. How is one allowed to eat meat? Maybe it's a treif. Revaim is saying a treifis. But sometimes there is a treif. All right, so there is aloha of rov. So most people don't forget so quickly. The next day. Especially if we say kipshute, that even Rabbi Yechanan is machshir only mikava asor yomim. But a longer time than I saw Yomim, Rabbi Yechanan is chayshish, so that, and of course, and Rabbi Lezer asars even the next day. So Midrash says that we don't have pechishes to rely on Rav, but Tesis Yishenim in Kedushin says that Midrabonon b'mishum chumra dei shishish, we don't rely on Rav. We don't rely on any Rav. B'ligabi dei sari shishish. And the raya is for mayim shein lemsof. The halacha is, if a woman is drowned in let's say in the Atlantic or in the Mediterranean, it's mayim shein lemsof. Mayim shein lemsof means a small lake, you know, like the lakes you have in the camps, you know. So when you stand on one shore, you can see the other shore. Some male, if the husband got drowned in this kind of a lake, so his wife is mutaros leos, because if he got out, so we'll be able to see. But mayim shein lemsof, if the husband was drowned, let's say the Aredim would say he was screaming for help and no one helped him, so then she's not allowed to get married, right? Because maybe the Gemara mentioned the story about Rabbi Akiva. He was once in a boat and the boat drowned, and then he was able to save himself. He found the board, and then he was holding on to the board. It's and he was able to swim out to the other shore. Rabbi Akiva. So because of that, the Chachamim were misaken. The Tif Eidim testified that the husband got drowned in Mayim Shein himself. So then she asked, maybe in an unusual way, in a miraculous way, he was saved. He was saved. But that's only mirabon. With the eyes we go basarov, rube de rube, 90%, maybe 95%, maybe even 98%, and maybe even 99%. Of those who get drowned in the Atlantic, do not come out. Do not come out. Some shum chumra de shishish, we are machmir with Rabbonon, not to rely on Rav. So according to this Yishenim in Kedushin, it's a general aloch that ligabe chumra de shishish, we do not rely on Rav. The Tesis Yishenim on the margin. The Ashkechon de Chashino Limut Mishum Chema de Jeshis Gabimayim Shein Lemsof. So the Konotes Yishenim, a Rosh, and there's also the Sheet of the Rosh. So, in other words, it's a general Aloch that we don't rely on Rof Mishum Chema de Jeshis. So I think that according to Rashi, when Rablezer says, Yehirsha Rablezer al Alta, aber mir kam da so jom im loy khashin un du hab bit noy bi yefte rabbi khan says we don't have to be khish so an der reise level der blazer agrees with rabbi khan because of the odam don't forget so soon the next day but mit rabon like my shame and so so that's only a khumra le gabget but by shosh dores rabbi would agree with rabbi khan that it should be kosher even mikam v'asorayomim, and even after asorayom, because people don't forget so quickly. So we rely on Rav. But Chablezer has another aloha. There is Ixer Sakosuf. Unisatem b'chlicheres l'man yamdu yom rabin. So what it means, yamdu rabin? That means that the bill that's Ixer Sakosuf in shtores, it's Ixer Sakosuf in Shtores. According to one Loshin in Teisves, it's only Ixer Sakosuf in Shtore Raye. But according to the other Loshin Tesis, it seems a cost of not only in Shtar Araya, but even in Shtar Kinyan, that even in Shtar Kinyan is not effective as Shtar Kinyan if it cannot serve as Shtar Araya liyomim rabim. And yomim rabim here doesn't mean 10 days. Yomim rabim here means even many years. So, even many years. So, assuming, even according to the Loshin of the Rambam, that it's mashma, please don't interrupt me, please do me a favor. The even according to the Loshin of the Rambam, that's mashma, bepashtes, that Rabbi Yochanan, when he says, afil mekana asora yomim, doesn't mean dafke 10 days, even more than 10 days. But there is a limit. You wouldn't say even 50 years. I mean, can you imagine? According to Rabbi Yochanan, even don't forget, they don't forget. Well, everybody sees, I also see, that people, all people, even those who have good memories, forget after a number of years. They forget. So there is a limit, especially if we are to say that Rashi does not agree with the Rambam. That, and according to Rashi, even Rabbi Yochanan, who is not Cheshish, who is not Cheshish, Mikanva Soryomu, but more than 10 days. So he is Cheshish. So Mele, by Shtar Avoye, many times, or any Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Mechira, many times, he'll have to present the Shtar. The Shtar, let's say, months later, and then, months later, maybe sometimes even years later. Suppose he has to produce the shtar years later. Let's say the person he couldn't collect is that. Suppose the chayiv only matures years later. You know, it's a long time, a long period loan. I mean, whatever. Suppose he couldn't collect because the person was sick for several years. So, and then after he recovered, he can collect whatever reason. So, will he be able, so you can't say that Edim Yisrael will always remember, even 5 years later, they'll always remember. So that's exactly the cost of in Shtoris, according to one Loshin Tesis in Shtor Araya, and according to the other Loshin Tesis, all Shtoris, even Shtor Kinyan, that if the Shtar cannot serve as the Shtor Araya for his Mame Rube, so Memele, it cannot serve as the Shtor Araya, or even according to the other Loshin, even as Ishtar Kinyan, a short time either. Because this is a cosmic story. In order to be Ishtaraye, it has to be capable of being Ishtaraye even 5 years later, even 10 years later. And if it cannot, if it's not capable of serving as Ishtaraye years later, some mele, even temporarily, even the same day, it cannot serve as Ishtar. Even the same day, it cannot serve as Ishtar. So, Mele, Rashi's shita is not difficult. Because we ask the Kashi against Rashi. How does Rashi say? So, by Gittin, it is alright, because by Gittin, so the Isha has no reason to postpone it. She can take care of herself and protect herself by bringing the get together with the Edim Yisrael the same day. Why does she have to postpone? She doesn't have to postpone. So Mimele, a get that was written on Ksav Shiyochel is Daif conforms to Mayam B'Yom Rabi. Mayam B'Yom Rabi means that the get has a shtar, in order to be effective as a shtar, has to be capable of serving as a shtaraye, even for many, many years later. So by get, since she can do everything to protect herself the same day, but she has no reason to postpone. She immediately after Mesiras HaGet, she goes to Bezin and tells the Edim, please do me a favor, come with me to Bezin, and then Bezin will give her to some mele. It's considered a get that was written on Ksav Shiyochel is Daif, is considered as a good shtaray. But Ishtaralvoye, you couldn't say that Ishtaralvoye that was written al Ksav Yochel Izdayev conforms to the requirement of my young Rabbit. She cannot even protect herself for young Rabbit. Suppose she cannot enforce the Ishtaralvoye only 2 years later. So if it's written al Ksav Yochel Izdayev, how will that Shtar be Ishtaralvoye? Shtaralvoye means that it can be Mivar. So by get, it can be Mivar, even for the purpose of getting married 20 years later. All she has to do is to bring the get and the Yemisira to Bezin the same day, and then Bezin will give her a Ptur, and then she'll be able to use it even 20 years later, and even if she loses it, so does he call, everybody knows about it, and Bezdin will probably also mark down in their file, that the get was Nimsa, Bezdin. So it conforms to the requirement of Mani Rami. So it's a good shtarai, but Ishtaralvoye, if it's written on Ksafshi Yochel Izdai, then it's shtarai, because she'll be able to enforce her rights with that Ishtaralvoye, because no matter when she has to collect it, she'll produce the Ishtar. But if it's a Ksafshi Yochel Izdai, she'll produce it the next day, so it will not be a good raya. And let's say, and even if we say that when Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Yichshe Rab Lezer El Begitin Avo Bishosh Toras Lei, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afil Mikam Vlasora Yomim, Dinisad Hav Bitnai Mitkat Kire. So it doesn't limit it only to 10 days, but as the Magid, as it's Mashma from the Magid Mishnah, that even with Man Rodo, even 10 weeks, even 10 months, but there is a limit. You couldn't say even 10 years, not Mustaba. That on the Reise level, so even Sira, don't forget even 10 years. I know I forget so many things. I don't have an extra good memory, but I don't have an extra poor memory either. So people forget. So Mimele, it cannot be served as a Ishtaralvoye. So that's why it's possible. That's the pshat for Rashi. All right. Avo b'shorosh, avo b'shtore, the kind of divine, and the demon, and what's the right man, oh, v'yish kechoy di misiris adov, and some chine, and v'chsine, for misai v'savel, and v'chis and eidin, and in kini. Yom rabi ma'ar rubin, and dovo ro, lami l'iskayin, v'hai kcho b'yir, m'ye b'shtore mecher. All right, tastes. Avo b'shtoros lei pirish b'kuntres, the kind of divine, וידיו מלי מופיק ליד זמן אורך, ואיש כחויד מסיר עשה דובור, וסמכין העיד יחסימה, והוא מזייב כסב העליין, וחיסם העיד עם עמד במקיימי, ופירוש ידוחוק, תלומו יש לנו ליטייס, וליסמי חל עיד יחסימה, בדובור שיוכל לזייב, ונראה רב ניצרוב, נתיים שני דוס הקוסמו. I think, according to what I said, the trash is made it. That is based upon Exerasakos. But Tesis assumed, since Rashi mentions Pshtores and Legevayne, so Tesis assumed that Rashi doesn't base it upon Exerasakos. No, but I think that Rashi also means like Tesis, it's based upon Exerasakos. But the question is, what Rabbat Rashi is, Monef Shachri Exerasakos should apply to get to. And Rashi Shite is not like the Loshin in Tesis, that Gersakosov only applies to Shtarai and not to Shtarkiv. In Tesis, you'll soon see there are two Lishinis. One Loshin in Gersakosov applies only to Shtarai, not to Shtarkinian. And another Loshin is it applies to Shtarkinian also. But even the Loshin in Tesis that says that it applies to Shtarkinian, so only it only applies to Shtarimom Shtarkinian. Because the posik yirmi, it doesn't deal with get, it only deals with shtori mami. Shtori mekha memcha. So shtori kien also, mekha memcha. There it says shtar mech, not alvoye, but mekha memcha. But mekha memcha is of two cases. One case is where the kinyan is with kesef, so then the shtar is only shtarai. And one case is where the kinyan is to shtar, so then it's shtar kinyan. So Tesis is two ishenis. One lashon in Tesis is that the exos hakosuf al mam yom rabim is limited only to shtar rai, because over there, so yom yebot from ben day de chanamel, and he paid kesef shkolim. He paid, so the kinyan was to kesef. So mimele, it was only shtaray, but other lashon is no. It applies to shtar kinyan also. Shtar kinyan also. Maybe the kavanah was that the kinyan should be not only to kesef but to shtar also, but only shtar mamon. Mashin king gabiget. There's no gzeres hakosuf miyam de rabbi. But Rashi shiti is different. Rashi shiti is if we have gzeres hakosuf miyam de yom rabbi, not only by shtar rai, but the shtar kinyan also. So it is also kosuf that if the shtar cannot serve the shtar rai, so it's possible the shtar kinyan too. So that applies according to Rabbi Elazar by get too. So the question is, so even by get Rabbi Elazar should puzzle a get that was written on Ksav Yochel is died. So it says no, by get true that it is also from Yam do Yom Rabbi, which implies that he, in order that Ishtar should be effective as Ishtar Kinyan, it has to be effective as Ishtar Rai. And by get too, but by get it is effective as Ishtar Rai, even though if the Ishe will produce the get before Bezdin a long time later, so then there won't be any Rai, because then it's likely there is a possibility that the Eidim had already forgotten. But since the Ishe is able to protect herself and enforce her right to get married by bringing the get immediately after the Mesiras get together with the Eidim, some male is considered in the Gushtarai. But by Shtor Alvoye or by Shtor Mechiresh, she's not in a position to enforce her rights, you know, her rights to get
collect the
money or whatever it is. In the same day, some male, it's not Ishtarai, but Rashi also based it upon the Yosakosu. V'nirel Rabbi Yitzchok, the time mission of Yosakosu, the Limichshar of Ishtoras, after the altar, the Bino Olam, the Rabbi, the Rabbi Yechon, the Nomar, after the Ishtoras, the Rabbi Yechon, the time made, after the Sorayomi, mit Katkir. V'hod, the Porich, Voksiv, the Mamiyam, the Rabbi. Now, so from this thesis, it's mashma, the way it's mashma by the mission, that when the Rabbi Yechon says, I feel me kamer asor yomim, love dafka asor yomim, even more than asor yomim. So, the Rabbi Yechon afu bishtore, the Rabbi Yechon, itayim it afu asor yomim, mitzka tire, vi hodi po rechbo ksiv liman yam di yomim, rabin, hayne mishun. So the question is, according to the Ri, that the reason is why Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yechanan says that it's kosher even b'shor shtores, because l'taimei that in misel have b'tnoi mitkatkire, and it means even after 10 days also mitkatkire. So male, what kind of a kashi is it from yam de yom rabbi? It is yam de yom rabbi because mitkatkire. So for the poruch vox iman yom rabbi. So what kind of a kashi is it? Hayim ishum dis al gedaitin di kholi muti shtoras kose di lavo chalemayos. In other words, we should mechia deduce from that posik, since the Novi says l'mayam d'yom rabim, apparently if it cannot stay on rabim, then you wouldn't be able to prove it, but you could prove it anyway on the basis of the agoda of the Edim Sira, because in the shtar of Yamyo and Hanameil the Edim Sira also void beidim v'chaseim b'seifer void beidim chaseim b'seifer means eidach sime, and the void eidim means eidim misire. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the eidim don't forget. So Mile, why does the Novi say the mayam de yom rabbi? They don't forget. So Mimele is mayam de yom rabbi. So the answer is it's a raya that if it is not written in a way that the shtar will last, so then it cannot be verified. Why? Because Eidim might forget. der Heimisch muss dann weiter kommen mit dem Stoß, kostet eine Woche, mal los, im Schaum, wie sie zu los. Weh, die ist Lema, die darf gebegitten, komm, Rabbi Eichen, das soll ja nicht hören. Aber die Stoß, die ist rief, neu, ist leid hören. Just the reverse of what I said just now in Rashi. Wie darf gelalter Machscher, was der Vorsch ab hier, wo bin und Rola mit dem Rabbin, was für alter Machscher, so Thesis, he's saying just the reverse of what we said in Rashi. We said in Rashi, that even the blazer, who is Rishish, Mikanda Soryomim, so only Mishum Chumredish Shish, by Getty is Rishish. But, by Jean Storres, so he's not Rishish, and this is just the reverse. Vim Tena, the blazer, the Omar Avon Bishoros Lei, Maishne Meno of Eidim, Vietnam Ferik Basre, the blazer gave him Chosum Shibodim, Vahine Bishoros, Gibikir, the Kuntras. Vyesh Lena, the Shane Eno of Eidim, kidden the Kosov al-Dovah shal yochel izayi wo eidi makirin leilom shtara mosol ifneyem vim hoyo mizayifin shum dovah hoyo nikar aziv. So in other words, this is saying like this, that if there are no eidich sinu altogether eidi, but just eidi misira, then the shtar is ishtarai, even though you always have to produce eidi misira in Bezdin. But when you do produce the Dimsir in Besden, then it's considered the Shtar is Ishtarai. Even though the Dimsir are not always attached to the Shtar. But it's considered. Mashenkin, if it's written on Safshi Yochel is Dayev, so then the Shtar is not Ishtarai. And the Gezeras HaKosov of Yamdi Olam Rabin is that if the shtar cannot serve the ishtaraye, so then it cannot serve even as a shtarki. Avorit koshe, the behedi tanya for a kamelik dushin, kosav li lan yoru la cheres, sod nechuloch, sod nechuloch, hariz nechuloch, nechuloch, and cheres is yochel is day, alme machshir ablezarab, the shtar is davash yochel is day, even by shtore mommy, v'yesh leima, the ho, the koma hoche, av the shtore slay, Hanen mille bishtores haim dim lerai. Aval shtore mecher. Umatone shos liknins lisho havik migit. So that's the lotion in Tesis. So when I said that to Lishenis. Vyesh mi forshim. Dein chiluk bin dova shiochol izdayef in yochel. Beidi misir al rableza. Vyoche hoche perushi. Lihich she rableza kolim a rableza rai revadai bechol shtores. Vilihich she haim li svilek avasel bigitin. Viloi bishtores. So it doesn't mean Reblezer, the Tana himself, is not matter. We don't pask like Reblezer Lashon Shtaris. Why? Because in order, according to this Lashon Shtaris, so Ishtar with the Nusira Noidach Sime, even if it's not Iksafshin Yochel is Daiv, so he's not considered Ishtarai altogether. Even if the Nusira come to Besdin, so the Rai is an external Rai. Because the Dimisira testified orally in Bezdin, according to the first Loshin Teisves, so there is a distinction between a shtar with the Dimisira without the Dirsine, but Ksav Shin Yochel is Daiv, then the Edim Dagode Bipe or Pe of the Dimisira in Bezdin is considered to be incorporated into Jew, because that's the Aloch of Shtores to a Dimisira. So it's considered like an intrinsic evidence. According to this law, no. A shtar with the Dimsira without Tedach Sime, so even though the Dimsira did testify orally in Besdin, but it's not considered, the evidence is not considered intrinsic, as if it had been incorporated into the shtar. But it's extrinsic. It's extraneous lishta. So, why is it effective? Because ishtarkinyan doesn't have to be effective as ishtarai. Ishtarkinyan can be effective as a even if it is not ishtarai. But enochname without ilichsime, it's not ishtarai. But Rablezer Tana himself applies his aloche. The Rimsira without Irechsime is effective, even in Shtore Momen, not after get. So that's Rableza. But, Rableza Dameire doesn't pasken like Rableza Tane, but he paskens like Rav. Rav says nam garish that halacha Rav Lezer begitin, aber bishol shtoros lei. Why bishol shtoros lei? Because shol shtoros there is it was a kosov. We sat in the chicheras and hayam the yom rabbi that in order that ishtar momen should be effective as ishtar kinyan, it has to be effective as ishtar ay. But by gitin, there is no such gzeros hakosov of in the parashi in Giseitze of the kosov lesifek shrisus. The Torah doesn't say in satim bechlecheres liam yarabim. So there is no such requirement, such a prerequisite that it has to be effective as ishtar ray. Gleim Rav Lezer ay revad mechol shtores filihich shirai nisuri kafos habigitin li bishtores kidom Rav Filih bas halach Rav Lezer begitin unfor shosim Rav Lezer ay rab bishtores fi raf sobole kafos bechode pole achode veinire dim kein havo imin katoche kelish nino kat Rav Lezer gufei filih bas halach Rav Lezer begitin kim dach shmeizne pere basre in yenechot vei da havo asu yehosom tuktaye drabir Rav Lezer di hoche vei da mai poich rabirchen tvei Vaksim man yam de rabbi mi kul arom avu and mi frach. Di kul meide de Rav Lezer li polig min gitten li shtores. So, what does Rav Lezer the tane do with the gzeres hakosov of Nusatim Uchecher me and Rabbi? Now, since it's next week, because next week is already, you know, the next month, so it's really like the posik in Omos, it's in the Aftor of Deishi. That's a posiki in Omos against the practice that prevails in all yeshivas in America. About Israel, I don't know, but in America, all kinds of yeshivas, Frume yeshivas, Madan yeshivas, Black Hat yeshivas, Kipas Ruga yeshivas, name them, whatever yeshivas, of vacation. I think that vacation is contrary to halacha vacation. All right?
Contrary to halacha?
Halacha, yes. Certain students have to go away to camp. That's all they should. But there should be classes. You ask why in Shiva's Brisk there are no classes. Well, it's by Messina Rabbi. I can't enforce it. But I think that the practice of vacation. But it's against Allah. And there is a passage in Aftoyer of Achenez, Deishim, I mean, there is confusion between different Chumash. Haleich Ednei Chishuim. So he says, Hine Yomim Boim Num Ad Hashem, V'nig Ashchirish Bakeitzea, V'derei Chanovim B'meishech Hazora, V'itifu Horim Osis, V'chol Agvoyis Tismui Gagudno. So in other words, so the Novi mentions prosperity, you know, on an economic level. So what is the earmark of prosperity on an economic level? In other words, no sooner had the farmers finished harvesting the crop of the outgoing year than they begin to plow for the crop of the next year. So in other words, that's on an economic level. That's the symptom of prosperity. In other words, there is no vacation. The farmers, if it's a year of prosperity, they have no vacation. The moment they finish harvesting the crop of the outgoing year, they immediately begin sowing and plowing for the crop of the next year. So no sooner that we finish this month of the outgoing year, we have to begin this man of the incoming year. So that means there is no such thing as vacation. And the vacation should always be spelled with an O, not with an A. Vocation. So because of that...
Vocation,
no. So melee like this I would finish now. But since this is already the last week,